All right. Well, thank you very much, worship team, for leading us in those songs. It's always I always marvel at how songwriters manage to capture such deep emotions and feelings and truths in the songs, and I certainly appreciate their help in putting that into words for myself as I try to sing along. Arlie and Riza, would you come on up, and we will give you the stage. As I said earlier, Riza comes to us originally from Afghanistan, and so I'm especially thankful for you to be here and for you to give us some insight into life in other parts of the world, especially the challenges for believers. And so thank you also, Arlie, who has spent many years of his life in those areas, Pakistan especially, right? And so he has a lot of insight as well and knows the language well enough to translate for us this morning. So thank you both for being here. Let's just have a word of prayer, and I'll give you the stage here. Our Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for the privilege of gathering together with other people who love you. We thank you for the privilege of having people here from different parts of the world and the richness that that brings as we share our lives, as we share our insights, different experiences from different environments, and I think a richer understanding, a fuller understanding of who you are and how to interpret your word. So Lord Jesus, as we listen to the message that you've put on Riza's heart tonight, or this morning, I should say, we just pray that we would understand it. It would impact us in the ways that you want to through your Holy Spirit, and that we will all be richer for it. We'll all be transformed, as Nita said earlier, transformed more and more into your likeness. We pray this, Jesus, in your name. Amen.
Thank you. Morning, Portage Church. My name is Reza, and it's our honor to be here. Me and my family, Bahar is my wife, and Omid, Arya, and Anita, and David is my brother, sitting there. He's very tall. Tall. Yeah, taller than me. Yeah. Ah, sorry. Now it's better, yeah? Yeah, sorry. Okay, I have a lot of a story for your church, for Portage Church, but I don't have enough time. But I try to say some short about our story with God, and as a refugee or as a believer or non-believer, about 10 years ago. And Arlie is here.
You're doing good job.
No. Come. And Arlie is here. You know Arlie. And Arlie and Janice is a good friend for me, and Arlie and Janice for me and for Bahar. As a pastor, as a mentor, as a neighbor, everything. پس من شروع میکنم شما
اختیار داریم
همونطور که گفتم ما اهل کشور افغانستان هستیم
As I shared, I'm from Afghanistan.
کشور افغانستان یک کشور مسلمان هست
Afghanistan is an Islamic country.
و اگر به یک افغان بگیم که ما در افغانستان مسیحی داریم باورش
And if you tell someone that there are Christians in Afghanistan, people won't believe it there.
به خاطر اینکه اونها میگن ما خدا رو میپرستیم
Because the Afghans will say we worship God.
و ما شریعت داریم
We have our law.
و بعضی وقتا حتی مسیحیان رو زیر سوال میبرن میگن مسیحیان سه تا خدا دارن
And then they start asking questions to Christians. Oh, you Christians believe in three gods.
و میگن که خدا که نمیتونه پسر یا فرزند داشته باشه
And then they say God can't have a son.
و وقتی میخوایم براشون تشریح کنیم اونا به ما میگن که دین شما منسوخ شده شما به کتاب خدا دست بردید
And so when we try to start to explain to them, they say, well, your religion has been canceled and your scriptures are abrogated.
40 سال پیش پدر من از افغانستان مهاجرت کرد به همراه مادرم و به سمت ایران رفتن.
40 years ago, my father and mother, they became refugees from Afghanistan to Iran.
و من و بهار در ایران به دنیا اومدیم.
And my wife Bahar and myself, we actually were born in Iran.
و در اونجا بزرگ شدیم.
And that's where we grew up.
ایران کشور همسایه افغانستان
And Iran is a neighboring country to Afghanistan.
و ایران هم یک کشور اسلامی هست.
And Iran is also an Islamic country.
و اونها هم شریعت اسلامی رو بسیار رعایت میکنن.
And they also have their own Islamic law which they follow devoutly.
پس ما در یک کشور اسلامی دیگر در یک شریعت اسلامی بزرگ شدیم.
And so we grew up in another country which also has an Islamic law.
و تلاش می‌کردیم تمام قوانین شریعت رو انجام بدیم.
And we tried to follow the Islamic laws.
بعد از مدتی که من و بهار تصمیم گرفتیم با هم ازدواج کنیم.
After some time Bahar and I we decided to get married.
بهار دختر عموی من هست.
Bahar is my cousin.
ما همینطور ادامه میدادیم در ایران به عنوان یک مهاجر زندگی میکردیم
And so we continued as refugees in Iran.
و خیلی هم شریعت رو دوست داشتیم
And we loved the Islamic law.
خب بعد از یک مدتی بر اساس اتفاقهایی که در زندگی شخصی من افتاد من آرام آرام از دین فاصله گرفتم
But after some time because of different things that happened in my life I slowly distanced myself from the Islamic religion.
و پیش خودم میگفتم که شریعت نمیتونه جواب کاملی برای زندگی من باشه.
And I said to myself, well, the Islamic law can't answer all the questions that I have.
ولی بهار نمیتونست این رو قبول کنه.
But my wife Bahar couldn't believe that, accept that.
و بهار میگفتش تو به دین من کار نداشته باش، منم به تو کاری ندارم.
And so Bahar would tell me, you follow your way and I'll follow my religion.
یک دفعه یادم هستش که یک دختر و پسری رو در افغانستان سنگسار میکردن.
I remember one time in Afghanistan they stoned a young woman in Afghanistan.
Yeah, young woman and men.
Also a man. Yeah. They stoned both a man and a woman.
به خاطر اینکه اینها شریعت رو زیر پا گذاشته بودند و با هم فرار کرده بودند.
Because they had trampled on the law and had escaped together.
و فیلمش توی فضای مجازی پر شده بود.
And that was on the internet as well.
و من این فیلم رو به بهار نشون دادم.
And I showed that video clip to Bahar.
می‌خواستم اون رو تحت تاثیر قرار بدم بگم شریعت و اسلام اینطوریه.
I wanted to influence her and say this is what the Islamic law does. This is the influence of Islam.
زهرا بهار خیلی ناراحت شد.
And Bahar was very very upset.
ولی تنها جوابی که میتونست به من بده این بود.
The only answer she had to could give me
اینها باید شریعت رو رعایت میکردن.
They should have followed the Islamic law.
تا یک همچین اتفاقی براشون
نیفتاد. Then this would not have happened to them.
پس شریعت در ممالک اسلامی بسیار اجرا میشه.
So we see Islam, the Islamic law is carried out in these Muslim countries.
من یک پیجی درست کردم زمانی که از دین اسلام فاصله گرفتم که در اون پیج تلاش کردم در فیسبوک. تلاش کردم که موضوعات شریعت رو زیر سوال ببرم.
So I opened up I started a Facebook page where I started questioning the Islamic law publicly.
و تلاش می‌کردم تمام قوانینی که بر ضد زن هست، در رابطه با جهاد هست، در رابطه با نمی‌دونم قصاص هست، اینها رو زیر سوال ببرم.
So I tried to question Islam. There are things about women, there are things about justice and so forth.
Yeah, about war, about
war
for God. Something like that, yeah?
Jihad, yeah. The Jihad. War, yeah. I questioned all these things in the Facebook.
و تلاش میکردم که اسلام رو از این طریق زیر سوال ببرم و بسیاری رو بیدین بسازم.
And I tried to then publicly question Islam and so to influence others to leave Islam.
در اون زمان من و بهار دو تا پسر داشتیم.
At that time, we had two sons. Our daughter wasn't born yet.
هنوز به دنیا نیامده بود ولی نزدیک بود که به دنیا
بیاد. It was close to our daughter being born.
یک دوستی داشتم در زمان دبیرستان.
I had a friend in high school during my high school time.
این دوست من مال کشور ایران بود.
And this friend was an Iranian.
و این وقتی پیام‌های من رو در پیج فیسبوک مطالعه می‌کرد، برای من یک پیامی گذاشت.
So when he read my messages in the Facebook, he sent me a message.
و گفتش که تا به حال انجیل رو خواندی؟
So he asked me, have you ever read the Gospels?
و من بهش گفتم خب من قرآن رو خوندم، قرآن که کتاب آخر هست و کامل کننده دین هست، من اون رو خوندم.
I responded, I said, well, I've read the Quran, which is the final book. I've read that book.
و من در اون چیز خوبی پیدا نکردم. حالا تو به من میگی برو انجیل رو بخون.
And I never found anything good in Quran, and now you're telling me to go read the gospel.
و این میگفت شاید بتونی توی انجیل بعضی از سوالای خودت رو پیدا کنی.
And he then said, maybe you can find the answers to some of your questions in the gospels.
چون این چیزایی که تو الان داری شریک میکنی تو انجیل نیست.
And the stuff that you are saying on the Facebook, that's not in the gospels.
و من اسمش علی بود و من این رو فراموش کردم.
His name was Ali and I forgot about that stuff.
بعد از یک مدت به این فکر کردم که چطور نخوام انجیل رو هم مثل قرآن زیر سوال ببرم. این فکر خوبیه.
And then I thought of this idea. Why don't I also publicly question the gospels like I'm doing the Quran?
چون دین همیشه ساخته دست بشر بوده و بشر از دین سوء استفاده کرده.
Because religion is the creation of human beings and it just misuses people.
پس مسیحیت یا انجیل هم میتونه هزاران سوال داشته باشه.
And Christianity and the gospel, I'm sure there's tons of questions in there too.
و تصمیم گرفتم با یکی از دوستان دیگرم که اون هم توی پیج با من همکاری میکرد انجیل رو دانلود کنیم و بخونیم.
So we decided with another colleague who was with me in my Facebook to download the gospels and look at it.
و شروع کردم به خواندن انجیل.
So we started to read the gospels.
و به دوستم گفتم تو هم بخون، بلکه دو تایمون با هم مواردی رو با هم شریک کنیم و بذاریم توی پیج.
And I asked my friend, why don't you read it too and then we'll figure out and put the questions on the Facebook together.
و وقتی که شروع به خواندن انجیل کردم از کتاب متا،
and I started reading the gospel from Matthew.
دیدم تو اونجا شجره نامه نوشته شده.
I saw it started with a chronology, with a genealogy.
یک عالمه اسم.
Just tons of names there.
و میگفتم مسیحی‌ها این رو میخونن.
And I thought Christians read this stuff.
Wow.
That's.
و این خیلی میتونست توی اون زمان توی ذهن من احمقانه باشه یا اینکه زیر سوال ببرم چرا مسیحی‌ها این رو میخونن.
And this really, this is seemed rather weird for me, and I could question them a lot. Why are Christians reading this stuff?
برام جالب بود و گفتم چیزهای زیادی دیگه ای پس پیدا میشه.
And this was interesting, so I'd find out more things to question.
و همینطور باب دو رو خواندم در رابطه با تولد عیسی مسیح.
And then I read chapter 2 about the birth of Jesus.
باب سه رو خواندم در رابطه با تعمید مسیح و یحیای تعمید
دهنده. Then I read chapter 3 about the baptism of Jesus.
باب چهار در رابطه با آزمایش مسیح.
And then I read chapter 4 about the temptations of Jesus.
و رسیدم به باب پنج موعظه بالای کوه.
And then I got to chapter 5, the sermon on the mount.
و توی موعظه بالای کوه دیدم نوشته خوشا به حال فقیران.
And there I read in chapter 5, blessed are the poor.
و این دفعه اینجا یک دفعه متوجه شدم گفتم ببین این دینه، religious همینه.
Look, this is what religion says.
داره مردمان فقیر رو تشویق میکنه.
And it actually encourages the poor people.
چون اونا ضعیف هستن، ناتوان هستن.
Because they're weak and they don't know things.
و نمیتونن برای خودشون کاری انجام بدن.
Because they can't do anything for themselves.
پس اونا رو فریب میدن برای اینکه بیان به خدا وصل بشن، برای اینکه نیازهاشون برطرف
شه. So they're trying to just deceive the people and believe in God and then stay there.
در همون زمان بود که دختر کوچیک من به دنیا اومد.
And at that time our little daughter was born.
و من وقتی کلام خدا رو میخوندم، انجیل رو میخوندم، رسیدم به باب هفت انجیل.
As I was reading the word of God, the gospels, I got to chapter 7.
در رابطه با اینکه بکوبید، بجویید و بطلبید.
Where it says ask and seek and you and knock and find.
و این برای من خیلی کاربردی بود.
And this seemed very applicable to me.
و گفتم این خیلی جالبه که داره یک موضوع کاربردی رو ارائه میده.
And I liked something that was really applicable here.
هر کی در رو بکوبه در برش باز میشه.
Whoever knocks on the door, it's going to be open.
هر کس به دنبال چیزی باشه پیدا میکنه.
And if you look for something, you're going to find it.
و اونو به دست میاره.
And get a hold of it.
و این خیلی کاربردی بود.
And this was very practical.
و همینطوری که ادامه دادم به ادامه باب 7 از آیات 7 تا 9.
And then I went on in chapter 7 verses 7 to 9.
دیدم نوشته که چقدر در رابطه با رابطه یک پدر و یک فرزند صحبت.
And there talks about the relationship of a father with their son.
میگه اگر فرزند از پدر خودش نان بخواهد آیا پدر به او سنگ میدهد؟
And if the son asks bread from the father, will the father give him a stone?
و یا اگر ماهی بخواهد به او مار میدهد؟
And if he asks for fish, will he give him a snake?
و من پیش خودم جواب میدادم میگفتم نه.
And I said to myself, no, that father would never do that.
پدر جان خودش رو هم برای بچه‌ش میده.
A father would give his life for the child.
دختر من تازه به دنیا اومده.
And my daughter had just gotten born.
و من خیلی احساساتی بودم.
And I got so emotional.
سه تا بچه و بهار.
I had three children and my wife.
و بهار رو بیشتر از همیشه دوست داشتم.
And I loved my wife more than anything.
به خاطر اینکه داشت ما رو خدمت میکرد.
And she served the family.
و همینطور بچه‌ها خیلی منو هیجان زده میکردن.
And my kids, they just got me so excited about things.
و وقتی آیات رو ادامه دادم دیدم نوشته چقدر بیشتر پدر آسمانی شما هر آنچه که بخواهید به شما خواهد داد.
As I continue reading it says how much more your father in heaven will love his children.
و اینجا یک دفعه یک اتفاقی افتاد، آرام شدم.
And something happened and I felt peace.
و ادامه ندادم.
And I didn't continue.
رابطه‌ای که من با بچه‌ام دارم و اون فرزند من هست، من پدر اون هستم، همین رابطه با من هست و با خداوند.
The relationship that I have with my son, you know, the child parent relationship, that's the relationship that I have with God or God with me.
و یک جوری داشت من رو کاور می‌کرد که تو دیگه تنها نیستی، یعنی که یه پدر داری.
And then I felt like there was a covering. I'm not alone. I have a father.
چون اونطوری که من دارم بچه‌های خودم رو ساپورت می‌کنم، اون پدرم تو رو ساپورت می‌کنه.
And I felt, oh, the way I support my children, God is supporting me.
و گاسپل رو بستم، انجیل رو بستم.
I closed the gospel.
و برای من خیلی جالب و بعضی وقتا خنده‌دار بود.
And it was really amazing. Something's almost comical.
ما همین الان با هم یک سرود خواندیم که چشمان من رو باز کن تا تو رو ببینم.
We just sang the song, open my eyes that I may see you.
و من به اطراف نگاه میکردم، میگفتم پدر تو کجایی؟
And so I'd look around and say, father, where are you?
و بعض وقتا میخندیدم، میگفتم یعنی تو پدر منی؟
And I would sort of laugh, you mean you're my father?
یا من فرزند تو هستم؟
And I'm your child.
و اینجا داشت با ذهن و قلب من وارد یک درک عمیق‌تر می‌شد از رابطه با خداوند.
And I started getting deeper in my thoughts about my relationship with God.
و ادامه دادم به خواندن انجیل.
And so then I continued reading the gospel.
و اونجا جایی بود که شروع شد به که من به مسیح ایمان بیارم.
And there I started to believe in Jesus Christ.
با علی تماس گرفتم.
And I contacted Ali, this friend of mine.
گفتم علی من نیاز دارم که به من کمک کنی و سوالات من رو جواب بدی.
And I asked Ali, can you help me and answer my questions.
علی به من گفت من خیلی بالغ نشدم، من هم تازه ایمان آوردم.
Ali said, well, I'm not really mature. I've just become a Christian myself.
ولی میتونم یک ایماندار بالغتر رو به تو معرفی کنم که سوالاتت رو از اون بپرسی.
And I can introduce you to another more mature believer who can answer your questions.
و اولین سوالی که پرسیدم گفتم این شجره نامه داستانش چیه؟
The first question I asked is, what's this all this about the genealogies?
و این شخص توی کشور ترکیه بود، اسمش امیر حسین بود.
And this guy lived in Turkey and his name was Amir Hussein.
از طریق مسنجر فیسبوک با من ارتباط می‌گرفت.
And so he contacted me through Facebook Messenger.
و به سوالات من پاسخ می‌داد.
And he answered my questions.
و امیر حسین اولین کسی بود که من رو شاگردسازی کرد.
And he was the first person who started to disciple me.
در اون دوره زندگی مهاجران افغان در ایران سخت‌تر شده بود.
And at that time the life of Afghan refugees in Iran got more and more difficult.
و من و بهار تصمیم گرفتیم که از ایران مهاجرت کنیم و بریم به سمت ترکیه و از ترکیه بریم به سمت اروپا.
And Bahar and I we decided to then move from Iran to Turkey as refugees and from Turkey we'd go to some western country.
شاید شما در جریان باشید سال 2014-2015 مرز اروپا باز شد.
And maybe you remember that in 2014-2015 the borders in Europe opened. That was during the ISIS crisis.
و ما گفتیم از این فرصت استفاده کنیم و ما هم بریم.
And so we thought we'd take advantage of this situation, we'd also go.
و رفتیم به ترکیه به صورت غیرقانونی از مرز رفتیم.
And so illegally we crossed the Iran-Turkey border to Turkey.
و در ترکیه که رسیدم به امیر حسین زنگ زدم.
And when I got to Turkey I called this the guy who was discipling me, Amir Hussein.
و از اون مشورت گرفتم که من اومدم ترکیه چون میدونستم امیر حسین توی ترکیه است. من اومدم ترکیه و الان چیکار کنم؟
And I told him I've now come to Turkey. What should I do here in Turkey?
میخوام برم یونان از طریق دریا.
I'd like to go to Greece across the sea.
امیر حسین به من گفت دریا خیلی طوفانیه و تو بچه‌های کوچیک داری، خطرناکه، الان نرو.
And Amir told me the waters are really stormy and you got little kids, don't go now.
و یه مقدار صبر کن، هوا گرم‌تر شه.
He said, wait a bit, let the weather get better.
و تا اون موقع چی کار کنم امیر حسین؟
What should I do now while I wait?
گفت برو خودتو تو UN ثبت نام کن و بیا به شهر ما.
And go register at the with the United Nations and come to our city.
و من رفتم و من و بهار و بچه ها رفتیم ثبت نام کردیم، آدرس شهرش رو گرفتیم و رفتیم به شهر امیر حسین.
And so then we went to where we needed to go to register with the United Nations and then we went to the city where this Amir Hussein lived.
جنوب ترکیه.
Which is in the southern part of Turkey.
هفته اول امیر حسین خیلی اصرار کرد، گفتش که بیا کلیسا.
And the first week Amir Hussein really insisted come to the church.
و چون بهار هنوز ایمان نیاورده بود و میدونست که من مسلمان نیستم و اصلا به این چیزا باور ندارم، ولی اون همراه من نمی اومد.
And well Bahar had not become a Christian by that time and she knew that I was not a Muslim but she didn't join me.
و خیلی اصرار کردم باش نشستم صحبت کردم و دلیل های متفاوتی آوردم
but I really insisted she should come with me and I gave different reasons
در اون زمان بهار حجاب داشت
and at that time my wife was still wearing the Islamic head covering
و وقتی که راضی شد با من بیاد بعد از اینکه اصرار کردم گفت من با تو میام به شرط از اینکه حجابم رو هیچ وقت ور نمیدم
and when she finally was convinced to join me to go to this church and I should just add this church is a Persian church of Iranian refugees in Turkey and when she agreed she said I'll go on one condition that I can that I won't take off my head covering my Islamic head covering
و من بهش اطمینان دادم که تو میتونی حجابت رو بر نداری کسی به حجابت کاری نداره
and I said don't worry nobody worries about your head covering just come anyway
و وقتی داشتیم به سمت کلیسا میرفتیم
and when we were on our way to this church
از پشت سر براش دعا میکردم
and behind her I was praying for her
میگفتم خدایا قلبش رو لمس کن که ایمان بیاره
and I said God touch her heart so she'll believe
و رفتیم به کلیسا امیر حسین و خادمین از ما استقبال کردن
and we went to this church and this Amir Hussein and other believers there welcomed us
و خیلی خوش آمدگویی گرمی داشتن
they gave us such a warm welcome
و جلسه اول جلسه پرستش بود
and the first service was a worship service
و در اون پرستش بهار بعدها حالا شاید بهار الان نتونه بیاد بالا ولی بهار تعریف میکرد میگفت در اون پرستش وقتی میدیدم اونها خدا رو پدر صدا میکنن و پرستش میکنن با آواز خیلی قلب من رو تحت تاثیر قرار داد.
And if Bahar would come down and share, she would say that in that worship service when they were worshiping calling God their father that just really affected and touched my heart.
آخر جلسه شبان کلیسا
At the end of the service the pastor of this church
یه خانم بود شبان کلیسا.
It was a woman.
ما را دعوت کرد که بیایم بالای استیج.
And she invited us to come to the stage.
من و بهار اومدیم بالای استیج.
We went to the front.
و شبان کلیسا به نمایندگی از کشور ایران به ما اینطور گفت شبان کلیسا به ما اینطور گفت
And so the Iranian pastor as a representative of the Iranian people said to us like this
گفت اینها نماینده مردم ایران هستند
And then she said these are all the representatives of Iran here
و ما میدانیم که به شما افغان ها ظلم کردیم
And we know that we Iranians have really treated you badly you Afghan people
و می‌خوایم به نمایندگی از کشور ایران از شما به نمایندگی از افغان‌ها معذرت خواهی کنیم.
And we on behalf of the Iranian country Iran want to apologize and ask for forgiveness to you who represent Afghanistan.
و اونجا بود که واقعاً خود منم احساساتم خیلی آمیخته شد با اینکه چه عمل زیبایی که می‌تونه ما رو آرام بسازه.
And that just really affected me emotionally. How could you know they do that and it just gave me such peace
به خاطر اینکه ما از ایران با خیلی ناراحتی و غم و خاطره خیلی بد خارج شده بود.
Because we had left Iran with very bad thoughts about Iran we as Afghan people
و اون معذرت‌خواهی خیلی به ما کمک می‌کرد که احیا بشیم دوباره اون طلب بخشش به ما کمک می‌کرد که ما احیا بشیم ما زنده
بشیم they asking to for asking us to forgive them that just gave me new life
و بعد از اون بود که قلب بهار لمس شد
and after that Bahar's heart was touched
به خاطر این کاری که این شبان کلیسا کرد
because what this Iranian pastor had done
و دو سه هفته بعد از اون بهار هم قلبش
and a few weeks after that Bahar also accepted Christ
ما از طریق کلیسای فارسی زبان ایرانیان در ترکیه شاگردسازی شدیم
And there in Turkey, we were discipled by the Iranian church.
و در دوره‌های کوتاه‌مدت شاگردسازی و خادم‌سازی قرار گرفتیم.
And during that short time, we were discipled and got involved in ministry as well.
در همون دوران من یک فیسبوک دیگری رو استارت زدم به نام زندگی تازه برای افغان‌ها.
So there, as a refugee in Turkey, I started another Facebook. نام فیسبوک چی بود؟
زندگی تازه برای افغان‌ها.
A new life for Afghans.
و توی اون پیج شروع کردم به پخش کردن مطالب مسیحی.
And through that Facebook page, I started to spread the message of Christ.
دو سال قبلش در رابطه با دین چیزهایی رو میگفتم که به ضدیت با دین و خدا بود.
2 years before I had spoken against the religion.
ولی در اون تاریخ شروع کردم به پخش کردن انجیل از طریق فیسبوک.
And now through Facebook I was starting to spread the story of Christ.
همزمان خدمت تمام وقت من و بهار توی کلیسای فارسی زبان ایران شروع شد.
And so at that time we started to serve full time with the Persian church there in Turkey.
و خدمت آنلاین خودمون رو هم برای افغانستان داشتیم.
And then we started an online ministry for Afghans inside Afghanistan.
و این خدمت آنلاین رو با رهبرای کلیسا شریک کردیم.
And then we shared this online ministry with the leaders of this Iranian church.
و یک تیم 6 نفره افغان تشکیل دادیم برای اینکه این خدمت رو گسترش بدیم.
And so then we developed a team of 5-6 Afghans to do this ministry for Afghanistan from Turkey.
و بعد از یک سال برای خود ما عجیب بود که تماس‌های خیلی زیادی از افغانستان داشت.
And after one year I was just amazed at how many people inside Afghanistan we were able to contact.
و همونطور که امیر حسین من رو شاگرد سازی می‌کرد.
And the way that Amir Hussein discipled me.
ما از طریق تلفن دیگران رو شاگرد سازی می‌کردیم.
And I was able to through telephone disciple others.
از طریق اینترنت و فیسبوک ما دیگران رو شاگرد سازی.
Through the internet and Facebook I discipled others.
و این بعد از یک سال نزدیک 100 نفر اعضا داشتیم.
And about one year we had about 100 members.
و رهبر بخش خدمت افغان تصمیم گرفت که بره به یکی از کشورهای همسایه و اونها رو در اونجا در دوره‌های یک هفته‌ای شاگردسازی کنه و تعمید بده. برادر حسین.
And so my other colleague, an Afghan colleague, he suggests that we bring them out to another country and we disciple them there and baptize them.
و اونها وقتی تو دوره‌های یک هفته‌ای قرار می‌گرفتن بیشتر رشد می‌کردن.
And these Afghans they go to another country and then there they would grow in faith.
و کلیساهای خانگی در افغانستان شکل می‌گرفت.
And then they started house churches, home churches in Afghanistan.
سال 2018
It was 2018.
یک روز که در دعا و روزه بودم
I was praying and fasting.
یک صدای در گوش من گفت که رضا تو باید بری افغانستان.
I felt a voice in me saying Reza you need to go to Afghanistan.
در همون لحظه بهار اومد و در اتاق رو باز کرد ببینه من دارم چیکار میکنم.
At that time Bahar entered the room and she asked what are you doing?
وقتی من این صدا رو شنیدم سجده کرده بودم و گریه میکردم.
And when I had heard this voice I had bowed down and was weeping.
و سرم رو بلند کردم بهار به من نگاه کرد گفت چی شده؟
And I raised my head and she saw me and she asked what's wrong?
گفتم ما باید بریم افغانستان.
And I said we need to go to Afghanistan.
بهار در رو محکم بست و رفت.
And Bahar just slammed the door and left.
و این موضوع رو با رهبر کلیسای خودمون کلیسای ایلام در میان گذاشتم.
And I shared this with the other leaders of this Iranian church.
و اون از من پرسید بهار آیا با تو میاد؟
And the person asked the other pastor asked is Bahar going to go with you to Afghanistan?
من گفتم نمیدونم فکر نمی کنم.
And I said I don't know, I don't think she will.
گفت همون دعوتی که تو داری باید بهار هم داشته باشه.
And that calling that you have she also needs to have that calling.
و پس منتظر باش اگر خدا بخواد شما میرید.
And wait and if she gets the calling then you go. It just says I want to add something here. This is, you maybe don't appreciate the dynamics going on here. So here's an Afghan who grew up in Iran, experienced prejudice, has never been in Afghanistan, which is the most difficult country in the world. Though it's pre-Taliban, it's when we lived there. And now he's in Turkey, which is where millions of refugees live, and those refugees are trying to go to Europe. And so now he is called, he has the calling, to go back to Afghanistan. Refugees do not go back to their home countries. They flee their country. So this is the dynamic that's going on. So if he goes back, then he has no chance except to stay in Afghanistan. And his kids have never been in Afghanistan. So this is the dynamic that's going on. ببخشید.
الان که به این موضوع فکر می‌کنیم که برادر آرلی برای شما تشریح کرد.
When I think about what Arlie just shared now.
ما ایمان داریم که این قدرت خدا بود.
I believe this was the power of God.
که ما تونستیم برگردیم افغانستان.
That we were able to go back to Afghanistan.
یک و نیم سال طول کشید تا بهار راضی بشه.
It took 1.5 years till Bahar was ready to go.
و آیه‌ای که قلبش رو لمس کرده بود خیلی جالب بود در رابطه در کتاب خروج باب 33.
And the verse that touched that spoke to Bahar was very interesting. It was from Exodus 33.
موسی به خدا میگه که من جایی میرم که تو باشی. جایی نمیرم که تو نباشی.
And Moses said to God, I'm going where you go. I'm not going without you.
و این آیه قلب بهار رو لمس کرد.
And this touched Bahar's heart.
و از خدا پرسیده بود اگه تو میخوای واقعا من برم افغانستان و اونجا هستی من میرم افغانستان.
And it spoke to her, if you want to go to Afghanistan, I'm going to go with you.
و رضایت داد بهار.
And it's this satisfied Bahar.
و کلیسا ما رو ساپورت کرد.
And the Iranian church supported us.
و من بهار، امید، آریا، آنیتا و دیوید با هم برگشتیم افغانستان.
Bahar and I with our three children along with brother David.
برگشتیم افغانستان و خدمت رو شروع کردیم.
And we went into Afghanistan and started a ministry inside.
برای اولین بار دیدن یک کشوری که کاملا مذهبی هست.
For the first time I saw a country that was completely religious.
و مردم بسیار سنتی هستند.
And people are so traditional.
خیلی برای ما سوال برانگیز بود.
This was so full of questions for me.
و خیلی بسیار سخت بود.
It was hard.
برای اینکه ما بخوایم اونجا استارت بزنیم و کلیساهای خانگی رو شروع بکنیم، رهبری کنیم و ادامه بدیم.
How are we going to start something with house churches and lead them and continue?
ولی خدا به ما کمک کرد، به آرامی پیش رفتیم.
And God helped us and slowly we went forward.
و کلیساهای خانگی زیادی رو توی کابل، مزار شریف و بامیان
And we started a number of house churches in Kabul and in other outlying cities.
ما کسانی رو داشتیم خدمت میکردیم از نزدیک که از طریق اینترنت به ما وصل شده بودن و ما اونها رو شاگردسازی کردیم.
And so we started to serve these people who we had been discipling by internet. Now we were serving them face to face.
و خیلی از اونهایی رو که از پشت اینترنت خدمت میکردیم حالا داشتیم رو در رو میدیدیم.
And so those that we had been serving online, now we were face to face with them.
برای یک مسلمان خیلی سخت هست که به فامیل خودش بگه من مسیحی هستم.
For a Muslim it's very hard for him to say to the family that he's a Christian.
فامیل با او قطع رابطه میکنه.
And the family will cut relations with them.
و اگر دولت و یا مردم بخوان خودشون اون رو قضاوت بکنن میتونن.
And then the rest of the community, the government, they can make their own judgment call.
حتی میتونن اون رو بکشن و به قتل برسونن.
They can even kill them or execute them.
پس مسیحیت در یک کشور اسلامی بسیار خطرناک.
And Christianity in such an Islamic country is very dangerous.
ما در اون دو سالی که در افغانستان بودیم حداقل 4 دفعه جای خودمون رو عوض کردیم.
And during those 2 years that we were in Afghanistan, we changed our living location about 4 times.
طالبان آمدن. شما داستان آمدن طالبان رو در رسانه‌ها دنبال کردید.
And then after 2 years the Taliban came and you know the story of the coming of the Taliban.
و ما با مشورت با رهبران به این نتیجه رسیدیم که خدمات خودمون رو کاهش بدیم و یه گوشه پنهان بشیم.
And with counseling of our leaders we then decided to close down our ministry and be a little bit in hiding.
و ما همین کارو کردیم، تماس ها رو قطع کردیم، خطای تلفن، ارتباطات رو، آخرین خونه ای که جابجا شده بودیم آدرسش رو به هیچ کس ندادیم.
And that's what we did. We cut our relations with people, shut down our phone, moved to a place and we didn't tell anybody where our address was.
از طریق کسانی که اونجا لیدر بودن ما دیگران رو هدایت می‌کردیم.
And then we would lead or serve others through the leaders that we had established.
یک روزی طالبان آمدن جلو در خونه ما.
One day the Taliban came to our house.
و توی افغانستان اسم من رضا نبود.
In Afghanistan I didn't use my real name رضا.
اسم من دانیال بود.
I had a pseudonym Daniel.
و صاحب خانه آمد پیش اتاق ما، پیش در اتاق ما.
And the landlord came to my room, opened or knocked on the door.
و در اون لحظه من داشتم با رهبر کلیسای ایلام صحبت می‌کردم.
Exactly at that time I was talking with my leader, my Iranian leader.
25 تا از بچه‌ها لب مرز پاکستان منتظر بودن که به پاکستان برن.
25 Afghans were on the Pakistan border trying to get into Pakistan.
اونا کارمند دولت بودن و زندگیشون خطر داشت.
They had worked for the government and so they were in danger.
و باید اونا اول می‌رفتن.
They would be the first ones to go.
و ما داشتیم برای اونها برنامه‌ریزی می‌کردیم که چطور برن.
We kind of made some plans how they would be able to go.
و وقتی صاحب خانه آمد به من گفتش که طالبان آمدن جلوی در.
And when the my landlord came to the door, he said the Taliban have come to the door.
و من بهش گفتم من یک تماس خیلی مهم دارم، نمیتونم بیام.
And I said I'm very important. I'm on the phone.
خودت برو جوابشون رو بده.
You go just tell them to speak to them.
رفت پایین و دوباره برگشت.
And he went and then he came back.
و گفت خیلی واجبه من باید حرف بزنم.
And it's very important that I need to talk with you.
و من تلفن رو قطع کردم.
So I stopped the phone.
و گفتم چی شده؟
Yes, what's
گفت طالبان اومدن دنبال یک شخصی میگردن به اسم دانیال.
And the Taliban are looking for someone called Daniel.
و من بهش گفتم ما اینجا دانیال نداریم.
And I told him we don't have a Daniel here in this house.
طبقه بالای ما رضا هست.
And you know the contract was under the name of Rizal.
و طبقه بعدی هم یک شخص دیگری بود.
I told the Taliban first floor there's a guy called Reza.
و چیزی که برای مهم بود این به ما می‌خواست به من بگه که در رو می‌بندم و بچه‌ها در رو باز نکنن که یک وقت طالبا یک دفعه همجوری بیان بالا.
نفهمیدم.
چیزی که برای لندلورد مهم بود به من بگه این بود که مراقب باش که بچه‌ها در رو برای کسی باز نکنن.
Oh, so the landlord knew what was going on and it was important. You close the door and don't let anybody know what's going on.
اگر کسی در زد خودت برو درو باز کن.
And if someone knocks on the door, you yourself go and
شاید دزد باشه بخواد به نام طالب بیاد بالا.
Maybe this guy was just a thief and he came as a talib.
و من یک دفعه یک عرق سردی تمام وجودم گرفت.
Suddenly just sweat of fear filled my body.
و طالبا دنبال دانیال می‌گردن.
The Taliban are out looking for Daniel.
و روزهای سختی رو سپری کردم.
It was very very difficult those days.
وقتی این موضوع رو با رهبر کلیسا در میان گذاشتم.
When I shared this with the leaders in our ministry.
اون هم پیشنهاد کرد خب پس خوبه که تو هم خارج شی.
And so he suggested you should also leave Afghanistan.
و در یک فرصت دیگه اگر دوباره خواستی برگردی.
And if there's another opportunity maybe then you can come back. Later.
و این داستان اینطور شد که ما تصمیم گرفتیم از افغانستان در اون تایم خارج بشیم.
And so at that time we decided to leave Afghanistan.
و روزهای سختی رو سپری کردیم تا بتونیم از افغانستان خارج بشیم.
And it was very very difficult days till we were able to actually leave Afghanistan.
وقتی که ما دچار یک بحران میشیم.
When we are facing a crisis like that.
حتی در زندگی طبیعی خودمون.
Even in natural experiences.
احساس تنهایی شدید میکنیم.
We suddenly feel alone.
هر چی به خدا میگیم صداش میکنیم.
And all that we call God and call out to God.
باز آرام نمیشه.
We don't find peace.
و من تو یک وحشت بسیار شدیدی قرار گرفتم.
And I was suddenly panic in deep panic.
و توی اون بحران خیلی ترسیده بودم.
And during this crisis I was just so afraid.
و به خودم میگفتم تو بارها در رابطه با ایمان موعظه کردی.
And I said to myself, man, I've preached and taught about faith so much in my life.
ولی چرا الان نمیتونی خودت آروم کنی؟
And why can't you be at peace right now?
وقتی داشتیم یک مسیری رو میرفتیم بارها من مزمور 23 و مزمور 91 رو میخوندم.
And as I was going along the way, I'd repeat Psalm 23 and Psalm 91.
خداوند شبان توست.
The Lord is my shepherd.
محتاج به هیچ چیز نخواهی.
I shall have not any want.
از حتی اگر از مادی مرگ نیز بگذری او با تو خواهد.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will cross it.
ولی آرام نمی‌شد.
But I couldn't find peace.
در اون وقت یکی از مردان خدا که من رو شبانی می‌کرد.
The one of the men of God who had been discipling me.
به من گفتش که وقتی توی بحران قرار می‌گیری.
He told me when you face a crisis.
باید فرار کنی به سمت خدا.
You need to escape to God.
حتی اگر از خدا دلت پره.
Even if you're filled with God.
و یا از دیگران ناراحتی.
Or you're upset at others. I mistaken that. Even though you are kind of upset with God and others.
و توقع داری یک اتفاق خوب برات بیفته.
And you expect something good should happen to
you. و خیلی عجله داری میگی من همین الان میخوام.
And you're so impatient you want it right now.
ولی تو زمان خدا رو که نمیدونی.
But you don't know the times of God.
یه وقتی میشه خدا تو رو از این وضعیت عبور میده.
And there will come a time that he will take you across this situation.
بعد تو در حضور خدا شرمنده میشی.
And then you'll be embarrassed before God.
پس خدا رو با خانواده‌ات بپرست.
And you continue to worship God with your family.
و همینطور ادامه بده مطمئن باش خدا یک دری باز
کنه. Continue and be sure God will open a door.
ما چند دفعه تلاش کردیم از مرز رد بشیم نتونستیم و برگشتیم به شهر.
Several times we tried to by land cross the border from Afghanistan into Pakistan but it didn't work.
و یک شبی یک عزیزی از همین رهبران به ما زنگ زد گفت برای فردا آماده باش باید بری میدان هوایی و از اونجا شما انتقال بدی.
One of the leaders one night called me and said tomorrow be ready go to the airport.
و من بهش گفتم خب دیگران چی میشن؟
And I said what about all the others here?
ما سه تا گروه درست کردیم و اینها باید از افغانستان خارج بشن.
And we have three groups here and they also need to leave.
و این گفت تا صبح میتونی تصمیم بگیری که چیکار کنی با اونا بمونی یا خودت بری.
You have time till morning to decide to stay with them or to come.
دوباره ما تو یک چالش گرفتار شدیم.
And again was caught in a challenge.
و من و بهار صبح با دیوید رهبر کلیسای ایلام صحبت کردیم.
And all night we Bahar and I we talked with our leader whose name was David.
و این در آخر به ما این رو گفت.
And David at the end told us.
گفت این در رو خدا برای شما باز کرد.
And here is a door that the Lord has opened for you.
اجازه بده خدا برای دیگران هم خودش در باز کنه.
And allow God to open the door for others.
و تو باید خارج بشی.
And you need to leave now.
و اینطور شد که ما تشویق شدیم که بتونیم از افغانستان خارج.
And through that we got encouraged to leave, go to the airport and get out of Afghanistan.
و از افغانستان خارج شدیم و رفتیم به کشور امارات در ابوظبی در کمپ مهاجران ساکن.
And so from that airport we then were able to go to the Gulf States and a refugee camp in Abu Dhabi.
در اونجا بود که من با برادر آرلی آشنا شدم.
And during that time in Abu Dhabi then I got to know Arlie.
و خب یک سال ما در امارات بودیم.
We were one year in this place in Abu Dhabi.
و در امارات هم روزهای سختی رو تجربه کردیم.
And during that year it was really difficult.
وقتی در بحران قرار میگیری.
When you're in a crisis like that.
غمگین میشی.
You get sad.
تلخ میشی.
You get bitter.
و میترسی.
And you're afraid.
و هر ستای اینها توی بحران سراغت میاد.
And all these three they attack you in a crisis.
احساساتت وقتی که مواجه میشه با یک شرایط ناشناخته.
Say again.
احساسات ما وقتی با یک شرایط ناشناخته مواجه میشه.
When your emotions go all over the place when you meet these unknown crises.
ناخودآگاه غمگین میشی.
And just without awareness you get sad.
وقتی غمگین شدی از دیگران تلخ میشی.
And when you get so sad you get bitter at other people.
رهبران کلیسا رو قضاوت میکنی.
And you start judging others.
و کلیسا رو قضاوت میکنی.
You start judging the church.
کجان بقیه ایماندارا؟
Where are all the other believers?
چرا ما رو تنها گذاشتن؟
Why do they leave me alone?
چرا به ما فکر نمیکنن؟
Why don't they think about us?
مگه اونا ایماندار نیستن؟
Aren't they believers too?
خب ما ایمانداریم.
We are also believers.
خب پس چرا ما باید تو این شرایط قرار بگیریم؟
So why should we be in this difficult situation?
و این بحران ما رو تلخ میکنه.
And a crisis like that makes us bitter.
چرا؟ چون ترس‌های خیلی زیادی با ما هست.
Because there's so many different fears that are with us.
هر وقت ترسیدید،
whenever you're afraid،
فرار کنید به سمت خدا.
He said escape to God.
خدا را توی ترساتون بپرستید.
And worship God in your fears.
خدا را توی غم و تلخیتون بپرستید.
And worship God in your sadness and bitterness.
توی زمان مناسب خدا دوباره بلند می‌کنه.
And at the right time God will lift you up.
یک روزی ما توی کم نشسته بودیم، برادر آرلی به ما زنگ زد.
One time during that time we were sitting there in the camp.
و به ما گفتش که کلیسای بلومینارد شما رو قبول کرده برای اینکه اسپانسر شه بیاید به کانادا.
And so he said the Bloomingdale Church has accepted you, wants to sponsor you.
خیلی خوشحال شدم.
I got so happy.
رفتم توی دستشویی نشستم گریه کردم.
And I went into the washroom and started crying.
ما توی اونجا خدا رو پرستش می‌کردیم توی کمپ ابوظبی.
We were worshiping God in the Abu Dhabi camp.
گروه‌های کوچک درست کرده بود.
We had small groups there.
خدا با ما بود.
God was with us.
ولی احساس تنهایی می‌کردیم.
But we still had a sense of being alone.
چون دنیای بیرون به ما فشار میاره.
Because all the things around the world were just putting us under so much pressure.
که ما تنها بمونیم.
We're going to just be stuck here alone.
ولی تنها نمونید.
But we weren't alone.
فرار کنید به سمت خدا.
We escaped to God, towards God.
زمان خدا با زمان من فرق میکنه.
God's timing and our timing is different.
و اون در زمان مناسب ما رو بلند میکنه.
And in the due time and proper time he lifted us up.
ما اومدیم به کلیسای بلومنورت.
Then we came to Bloomingdale Church.
نزدیک به 2 سال هست که در اونجا هستیم.
It's about 2 years now that we've been in Bloomingdale.
عضو کلیسای بلومنورت شدیم.
We are members of the Bloomingdale Church.
کلیسای بلومنورت و برادر آرلی من و بهار رو معرفی کردن به EMC.
So the Bloomingdale Church and Arlie and Janice introduced us to the EMC mission.
و EMC ما رو پذیرفت به عنوان میشن.
And the EMC has accepted us as missionaries.
و امسال سال 2024 جنوری ما خدمت خودمون رو با EMC شروع کردیم.
And so in January 2024 this year we started our ministry with EMC.
و من و بهار به مینیستری آریانا کمک میکنیم.
And so we are serving, Bahar and I are serving together with a ministry called Ariana, Ariana Ministries.
Ariana Ministries. Ariana Ministry خدمت آنلاین داره.
Ariana Ministries has an online ministry.
همونطوری که من شاگرد سازی شدم.
The way I got discipled.
ما به همون صورت تلاش میکنیم دیگران رو در افغانستان، پاکستان، ایران و ترکیه و اندونزی.
In the same way, now we are trying to disciple Afghans in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, Turkey, Indonesia.
و الان ایمانداران خیلی زیادی رو داریم که اونها رو خدمت میکنیم.
Now we have lots of believers that we're serving.
و این برکت کار خدا در زندگی ما و در زندگی ایمانداران در افغانستان هست.
And this is the blessing of God in our lives and in the lives of Afghan believers.
ما یک نمونه کوچک هستیم.
We are a small example.
کنار هم جمع شدیم و خدا را اینجا می‌پرستیم.
And we come together to worship God.
کانادا یا کلیسای بلومنورت ما رو دعوت کرد که اینجا قرار بگیریم امروز با شما خدا رو بپرستیم.
Canada and the Bloomingdale Church and you know today we worship God together here at Portage.
شاید خانواده‌های دیگری هم منتظرن که بیان.
Maybe there's other families wanting to come.
من می‌دونم کلیسای پورتج یک خانواده اسپانسر شده و اونها می‌خوان بیان.
I know that the Portage Church has approved to sponsor a family and waiting for them to come.
و اونها پر از احساسات آسیب دیده است.
And they're also filled with emotions of being vulnerable.
ولی می‌دونم با محبتی که شما دارید
But I know with the love that you have
میتونید اونها رو کاور کنید.
I know that you're able to cover them.
تشویقشون کنید.
Encourage them.
تا اونها اینجا در ایمانشون بزرگ بشن.
And so that here they can grow in faith.
و اونها باعث برکت دیگران بشن.
And they will then also be a blessing to others.
صحبت دیگری ندارم. خداوند شما رو برکت بده. تشکر از وقتی که به من دادید.
That's what I wanted to share with you. God's blessing be with you.
و اگر اجازه بدید برای شما دعا کنم.
If it's okay, I'd like to pray for you.
خداوند تو رو شکر می‌کنیم.
Father, we thank you.
تو رو می‌پرستیم.
We worship you.
امروز با هم سرود خواندیم که چشمان ما می‌خواد تو رو ببینه.
Today we sang the song, Lord, I want to see you.
با هم خواندیم که چشمان ما رو باز کن، چشمان قلب ما رو باز کن تا تو رو ببینیم.
We sang together, Lord, open our eyes that we can see you.
خداوند چشمان ما رو باز کن وقتی که به بغل دستی خودمون نگاه می‌کنیم بدانیم که تو در او حضور داری.
And so Lord open our eyes so we know that you are present here with us.
و وقتی به دیگران نگاه می‌کنیم حضور تو رو ببینیم.
And so when we see others we will also see your presence.
دعا می‌کنم که این کلیسا رو قوت ببخشی.
I pray that you'll give this church strength and power.
این کلیسا رو برکت بدی.
That you will bless this church.
در ایمانشون رشد کنن.
So that they can grow in faith.
و باعث جلال نام تو در بین دیگر اقوام باشن.
And they can be give glory to your name among the nations.
به خصوص دعا میکنم برای این خانواده ای که قراره به زودی و یا در سالهای بعد به اینجا بیاد.
Especially we pray for this family that is supposed to come soon or maybe next year.
دعا میکنم که حکمت تو با این عزیزان باشه.
I'll pray that the wisdom, your wisdom will be with these people.
تا این عزیزان رو در کمال محبت کنه.
So they'll be able to pour out love to this family that's coming.
و طبق اون آیه‌ای که در کلام هست در متی 25.
So based on the verse we read in Matthew 25.
تو رو سیر کنن، تو رو بپوشانن و تو رو محبت کنن.
That they will then clothe you, that they will feed you through this family.
این کلیسا رو برکت میدن.
Bless this church.
به نام مقدس مسیح.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. If you want to feel, if you want to feel.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Riza and Arlie, for sharing that way. I just asked whether he could get his family up here. I think we need to pray for them as well and just ask God's blessing as they are ministering here in Canada, throughout so much of the world. And so it's beautiful to hear your testimony, your story, and see how God is taking you to new places and hopefully helping many others to get to know Jesus and the gospel through you as well. So could I have one or two people just coming up and pray a blessing on Riza and Bahar and the family here? And then I'm wondering if another person would come and just pray for Latifa and her four kids as they continue to wait in this time of uncertainty. And it was really good to hear you express the feelings that are present in a situation like that. So come on up. Gord, you want to be one of those prayers? And one other person?
Yeah, Father, we bow very humbly before you. We've just heard an example how you take someone who's lost and you find him. You call him into your family. And now you use him to minister to others. I pray the power, may the Holy Spirit rest upon you and your family. May he anoint you. May he give you a spirit of evangelism to reach out to others. And may he guard you and keep you safe. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for all you give us. In your precious name, amen.
Yeah, Father, thank you for the opportunity to hear another testimony of people that you have saved and called to yourself. Thank you that this family is able to come here to safety and still has that heart, Lord, to minister. Would you bless them? And Father, thank you for this church. And thank you for the good things that you are doing here as we desire to be faithful. And so I pray for Latifa and her family, Father, that you would comfort them, that you would let them know that they are not alone, and that you would hasten the day when they would be able to be here with us. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us. Thank you that you are for us. I thank you that because you are our shepherd, we lack nothing. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I'm sure that Riza would be glad to answer questions as well. We won't have the time to do that right now, as the kids' church should be winding up and parents need to go and get their kids. But I especially want to encourage you, if you can relate to Riza's testimony in different ways, maybe you're somebody who hasn't got peace with God and you are curious about how he arrived at that. Maybe you want to know some things in more detail. You have specific questions for him. You know, we really just want to encourage you to respond to the invitation that God gives you through Jesus Christ to come to him for forgiveness of sin and to know what it feels like to live as a perfect person through Jesus Christ, to have his guidance, to have his presence, to have his power available in your life. And so I know Riza would love to talk to you about that. I would myself as well. Arlie, I'm sure, would too, and many others here. So find somebody that you trust and you want to talk to about these things, and then don't put it off. Don't think about it tomorrow. Do it today. God bless you all. Thanks for being here with us. And worship team, did you have another song that you want to close with yet? Come on up.